With the start of the new school year, new instructors to the Medford School District. We have three on this report. And today we're speaking with Kim Wilson, and she's a new instructor in the Medford School District. So tell us about yourself, Kim. Where did you grow up and go to school, first of all?
Well, I grew up in Racine, Wisconsin. Moved to Medford about 24 years ago, or this area anyway, and have been in the area since. My husband is Brian at the Star News, and my children are Beth and Alex. Beth is a graduate of Medford High School and is a sophomore at UW-Stevens Point. Alex is a eighth grader at Medford Middle School. This is my first time as a teacher. I've subbed for 5 years.
So what made you go into teaching after all of this time here in Medford?
I always wanted to be a teacher, was convinced not to by various people who said teaching wasn't a good choice. Spent lots of time working with kids in other areas through Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Medford Key Club. Well, 5 years ago, decided to start subbing to get into classrooms, and then decided to go back to school and get my special ed degree.
So Julie Prohoda is with us, a new instructor in the Medford School District. So tell us about yourself, Julie. Where did you grow up, go to school, and how did you find yourself in the Medford School District?
Well, I actually grew up in the Athens area and graduated from Athens High School, went to Eau Claire for college, found us moving back to the Medford area about 30 years ago. So we've been here 30-plus years, raised our kids here. They've all graduated from Medford High School, and so now I'm in the school district.
Have you been teaching before this?
No, not officially. So it's this is the first year for the public school system.
So did you have to go back to school, and did you have a degree already? How does that work after all these years?
Yes, I did have a degree in elementary education, and I went back for certification now. From UW-Stout.
So tell us about your husband and your kids.
Well, Chuck's also in the school district, and the kids are all grown and live in different areas of the country, and we enjoy going to visit them now.
And so many people that are listening know the Prohodas, but what are some of your hobbies and likes?
Well, I enjoy reading and going for walks, baking when I can, and traveling to see the kids.
What will you be teaching?
I am actually going to be in special education in the fifth grade.
We're talking with Melinda Gums, a new instructor in the Medford School District. So tell us about yourself, Melinda. Where did you go to school, grow up, and how did you find yourself here in the Medford School District?
I originally was born in Westboro, Wisconsin, and went to high school in Reblake. I went to college in La Crosse and got my first teaching job in Barron, Wisconsin. Decided that I loved special education and went and got my special education degree and ended up for 13 years teaching in Bloomer. My kids are now grown. I have a 21-year-old and a 23-year-old, and they live around this area now. And so I decided to look for a job in the Medford area, and fortunately, they had an opening for special education, and here I am today. My family lives here, and I have nieces and nephews that have gymnastics, and so I'd come over here all the time to see my family and stuff. And when the opening came up, I decided that it was time to come home.
What things do you do when you're not in school? Hobbies and things like that?
Well, I have two dogs that I love taking for a walk. One is my daughter's, but I love walking them. Being in the country, we go camping occasionally. Me and my mom travel a lot. We go over to Krug's tours and do some wine tours and things like that. And when I'm at home, I kind of like scrapbooking, and I've picked up recently cross-stitching.
So welcome to the Medford School District. Good luck in the new year.
Thank you very much.